Yeah, now see, originally I was going to give this guy a call who was waiting on the WBT hotline. I was going to call him tomorrow because I actually got an email from him. And he was telling me about the next Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's Outdoors. And I actually was one of the storytellers way back when. Jesse Brown's Outdoors does this thing maybe three times a year. He'll correct me in a second. But they have storytellers from the community, all different walks of life, come in and for 20 minutes talk about their story. And then you go to Jesse Brown's and you have snacks, you have a beer, you know, you get to ask questions. And it's a cool kind of community night thing with people in the area over there at Sharon Corners across from South Park Mall where Jesse Brown's is. But then, as so often happens, Beth Troutman, with this show, other things kind of converge. And I think to myself, you know, if we want to get the last word on this, then why not have Bill Barty on a day early? He of the Carolina Outdoors Show, one of the longest running shows, maybe the longest running local show on this station, every Saturday morning from at 5 a.m. And then, of course, you can podcast it as well. And, of course, he is the head man in charge over at Jesse Brown's Outdoors. Bill Barty, one of my favorite people. Happy Tuesday.
Good Carolina Outdoor morning, Bo and Beth. It's great to be with you.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here, especially given where our conversation has been heading this morning, right, Bo?
Now, you don't know, right, Bill? You don't know what I'm talking about. Have you been listening the last hour?
No, so I've missed the last hour. I love waking up early Monday through Friday with you, but I have missed the last hour. So I'm anticipating whatever is about to come up.
Well, now normally when someone would say, I haven't listened the last hour, I would say, where have you been?
Where have you been?
But today I'm saying to Bill Barty, this is perfect.
Exactly.
This is perfect. So here's the question. So I'll give you a little bit of the setup. So towards the end of the 7 o'clock hour, I'm talking to Beth about a story that I thought literally would have like maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes legs. And we're still talking about it. So there's a couple of guys in Texas who caught something that they call an alligator gar. And the alligator gar, you can Google it. You can see pictures of it. It's a pretty remarkable thing. Looks like something out of a Jurassic Park movie. And so I said, okay, A, I didn't know there were alligator gars. And B, I've never heard of a gar, a G-A-R type of fish, type of water animal. Zoki had never heard of it. Beth had never heard of it. I had never heard of it. Now, John Moore had. I should have known that. But so for the last hour, we've been talking about gars, and people are coming out of the woodwork, Bill Barty, with their gar stories, even to the extent a guy sent me a picture of a gar that he shot with a bow and arrow over off of Wilkinson. I mean, like down the street from us here. So let's settle this once and for all. Bill Barty, have you seen a gar? Do you know what a gar is? What about the gar?
So I do know what a gar is. I'm kind of in the John Moore stable, if you will. Gar, of course, they are prehistoric, so your Jurassic Park reference is right on. Similar West Coast, they have sturgeon, which are another, I call them dinosaur fish, but they are from remnants of long ago. And we do have gar here in the Carolinas, I guess, but they're more prevalent in Texas and Mexico and maybe Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one that the guys in Texas caught was a rare black alligator gar. So it had like a ton of, I guess they're called melanastic gar because they have a ton of melanin that give them this rich black oil slick kind of color.
Oh, now you're leaving me. I can't delve in that deep, but they're very attractive fish.
Oh, really? Because they look horrifying in the photos I've seen. They have teeth.
Have you ever seen one like in Lake Norman or Lake Wiley?
Yes, Lake Norman and Lake Wiley. I think they normally like brackish water more so, which is a mix of fresh and salt, but I think just these days we do have them in Lake Wiley for sure. I'm not sure about Lake Norman.
Oh, we've had listeners that have definitely viewed them.
But
in
see,
Lake
this feeds into what you're talking about because we've had a lot of people call and send pictures. And I mentioned that I'm kind of joking. I mean, I'm not joking, but I'm laughing about the Wilkinson thing. But if you go down Wilkinson, you hit Lake Wiley, and then you know areas like the South Fork River and these back sort of streams from Lake Wiley and the Catawba River. That seems to be where we're hearing more and more stories. Like where where dams are and that kind of thing. And then one guy called last hour and said, well, there's, you know, the guards that you get above the dam and below the dam. You know,
they're different.
Different size, different temperaments maybe.
Yes, I would say so. But I'm more interested, I really love the passion that the people who are sharing these stories with, because I think it's a shine of passion of the outdoors and for fishing specifically. People love to share what they're seeing and what they have done outdoors.
Well, look, can you hang on for one more segment? Because I want to talk about what's happening at Jesse Brown's tomorrow night, I believe it is.
I am all yours. Okay. Yes, Storyteller's Night.
And you know what the real beauty is every once in a while, Carolina Outdoors sort of it turns up in the middle of the week on this show. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Is every once in a while we have Bill join us and kind of do a weekday Carolina Outdoors thing. So we're going to continue that. We have Dan Rakowski from the Charlotte Knights coming up at 9:35 about a big event going on at Truist Field that starts, I believe, at the top of the hour or very close to that. And it's the second year, I believe, that this is happening, but it's a great thing for the Charlotte area and something I think ought to be here all the time, but that's just me.
The tourists didn't heed the sign. Trapper said, a fed gator's a dead gator. And I heard that. You got to keep away, and that's that.
Alligator Joe, say you best stay away.
So this is a bumper that was suggested during the break by somebody listening to this conversation from the last hour.
A caller called in, and Bo Thompson finds the song.
Fed Gator's a Dead Gator, the Ballad of Alligator Joe. So there you go. I never know. I just never know. That's what I love about this show.
Absolutely. This is the best day.
On the WBT hotline is one of my favorite people, Bill Barty, for several reasons. We wanted to get his definitive answer on the gar. We've been talking about gars, the fish, or the gator, or the hybrid, or whatever it is, for the last hour. And we've learned lots of things, like gars are down off of Wilkinson Boulevard.
Prehistoric and can be up to 10 feet long and 350 pounds, and they have teeth and a big hard shell.
And this all stemmed from a couple of guys in Texas who reeled in what they call an alligator gar.
A rare black alligator gar.
So that's one thing. I said, you know, when we finish this conversation and things like this, I like to end by talking to the guy around these parts on this station who I consider to be, you know, the buck stops with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Bill Barty, host of the Carolina Outdoors Show and, you know, head man over at Jesse Brown's. You know, it strikes me, before I move on to the next topic, Bill Barty, that, you know, I could see, like, Don Yeager reaching into the creek and, like, barehanding one of these things.
Hey, that would be right up Don Yeager's alley right now. I'm still downloading that bumper song. Right,
play it on the speaker in Jesse Brown's today when people are shopping. So, but look, I want to talk about Jesse Brown's too, because over there at Sharon Corners, now, is this the first one you guys have done since the pandemic?
So we did one in October, but
okay.
Prior to the one in October was February of 2020.
Okay, so we're talking about Jesse Brown's Storyteller's Night, and I'll let you explain real quick here exactly what that is.
Well, and essentially, Jesse Brown's, an outfit, local outfitting store, we have so many people who come in and share their stories, their escapes, their life experiences when they come into the store. Similarly to what you are experiencing with the gar callers calling in. So through that, these people coming in, we decided here at Jesse Brown's that it was our way of sharing with the community, a part of our Jesse Brown community, and so we started Storyteller's Night at Jesse Brown's. The next one is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 25th, starting at 6 p.m., and we invite everyone to come hear their neighbor's adventure with three brand new 20-minute stories.
And so, look, I've done this before because, what, about 3 or 4 years ago, Bill invited me to come be one of the storytellers. So I talked for 20 minutes about radio, and then, you know, Chris, who works over there, talked about the book he wrote about signs around Charlotte. I'm trying to remember who the third person was, but Bill sent me a framed, you know, the flyer that advertises it, so I still have it in my office at home. So it was a great night, and it's a great crowd they draw, and I love the atmosphere over there, but I got to believe that maybe not this one, but the next one, maybe there'll be somebody about the guard they called on Wilkinson Boulevard or something.
So. Very well could be. The way it happens is people will nominate people to tell their story. We just write it up on our board and go through the process, and we try to put three complementary stories together so that they're not competing, but they are just their own stories. They stand on their own, and what's beautiful about it is the audience takes away something, each member of the audience takes away a little something different from the inspiration from the story.
Oh, I love that. What a great idea just to have people come in and share about their life and their passions and the things that they've accomplished and the failures they've had, because if you listen to that and the more you connect to another human being, the better you are equipped to make it through life yourself.
Well, and what's so astounding is the people that are in our community that you would never know have had a sense of accomplishment or done something wild. Like, we've had an Olympic gold medalist that you may be in the grocery store right across.
Right.
But she stood up and shared her Olympic story and how she got into the Olympics. Or a gentleman who may be at the dry cleaners who was bitten by a snake just a few short months before, who was left for dead, but through a miracle survived, was found, and lived to tell his story.
Wow.
So it brings that portion of our community. Bo Thompson, who we all know from the morning show, but he was able to stand up and share a little bit more, you know, of his personal background and his development as an adventurer and as a radio host.
Well, so we have three more tomorrow night, and tell us, for people who want to come join the storytelling session, what time, when to be there, what do they need to know?
Come on in. The listening is fine for each story. It's 6 p.m. tomorrow night. That's May 25th. Three 20-minute stories. Ryder Knowlton is going to tell the guide. Alexis Taylor is going to tell her story, Outward Bound Within, and Scott Wurzbacher has the story, Inspire Campfire. It's first come, first serve. We'll have standing room only, but we welcome everyone to come. They're each 20 minutes, and it should be a good time.
Always is. I really enjoyed it when I came, and I try to make it to another one. And, hey, look, you've told us about the storytellers, and you've set us straight on GAR. So, I mean, Bill Barty, you're my guy. Thank
Full
you, man.
Full service.
Anytime. Great being on with you.
Thanks, Bill.
And don't forget, Carolina Outdoors on Saturday morning, 5 a.m., right here on WBT. We'll close it out with this.
I'm going fishing again. I'm gone fishing again.